As Bavaliam Shuish Altacha Kardnishka's Clana Gale. This is Robert Cutting Carswell here, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present the programme which is called Clana Gale, in which you'll hear some things in English, as written Elia Sahil, other things in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Dhúrich, well, after an initial straightforward tour of the coast, William Gell has become a somewhat erratic guide, zigzagging and backtracking through his Man in Veg Veen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man. Having headed southward to Kentraw, he's steered us back up to St Mark's, but now we're dropping down again to Port Erin. Fa mi gre er y gerig dy fel sy'n chit gys geron y sgil yn jint ag yn chlwb na'i chyd. Fe'n y sgil yn toshi jint o'ch ger y iawr i ffyd chyd ys trijeg, as fe'n chwds ger i jint o'ch mîn yn nolyg ffyd chyd ys cwegjeg. Ta sy'n jyn rhys er sgil Lloris John Pilling, as te gre yn gera rhys sio er nod yr awis mwyn er gera yn chlwb na'i chyd fyd y chi cor yn cion er yn chwys Lloris yn tre sien. And once again, we look ahead and look forward to Unchruniach's Celtic Gathering from the 15th to the 21st of July, with concerts in the Centenary Centre in Peel from Wednesday the 17th to Saturday the 20th of July. As that's as well as a whole programme of other colourful and enjoyable events, mainly in Peel, but lunchtimes too in the Taifuni Nor, the Nor Bakehouse in Douglas. The first of the Centenary Centre concerts features Welsh band Jamie Smith's Mabon. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, scale yen and wash dulish, Alan Vanning.
Caru merchandar y honno braidd yn ddeunawr ei charu ernachau ei chyrraedd mae egin dan ynghyn yn ddwfn y mwg ei llygau llwyd A nwyd y nos yn llosgu yn ein coflaid tyn. Wy'n caru merch a hi braidd yn ddeunaw oed. Wy'n caru merchandar yn anterth ei ieuenctidig ond fydd y fenyw i fi fwyach mae cysan hael ar air ac ar ei chroen fel all o'r byw. A yw ryfeddod hen o'n tystioen erddein gair, wy'n cadu mech ar frig ei ieuenctid. Caru merch yn dar, yn drin ein bedwar i gynod. Eich ar un arafwyf a eich anal. Mae ysbryd gwych o hyd yn gryf mewn corff sy'n plygu'n gryf. A hun o hir yn orfod ddaw i benni'n byd. Wy'n caru merch a hun bedwar i gynod. Wy'n caru merch a hi braidd yn deunaw.
Smith's Mabon, Cari Pimmerch. In 1901, Professor William Herdman had proposed a sea fish hatchery at the Marine Biological Station in Port Erin, and Tinbald had taken up that idea. The successful tender to build the hatchery was that of Joseph McCard and John Moore, Port Erin and Port St. Mary. Ambrose Qualtrough criticised Joseph McCard for helping himself free of charge and without permission two wagon loads of sand from Port Erin Shore to use in building not only the fish hatchery but also the houses of Athol Park at that time. The idea of a fish hatchery was by no means without its critics, but it opened nevertheless and developed a programme to hatch and replace and release plaice into the sea, and also some trout for the island's rivers. There was talk of lobster as well, but I don't think that actually transpired. Writing as he was in 1906, William Gell has this to say. Here, zealous for the future catch, our failing industries to patch, some fain would Neptune's chickens hatch. Success to every brood produced. May fortune's sympathies unloosed send every chicken home to roost. Vashin in saieg a vur cajin ein ons cool tai caffi benny, te yich Charlie McGeet desh chrome er eyes, hjarne mach cop a feber nayach in a doyle nasty as a foggage, as hugged do say. Tich a shen, when ye, dodi de fech. Kerit tammy jean there as mish. Chowst I jane dolyag hoshi, he's eg a vungi. Chowst I jane feber nayach for de art, and deri yein art sal shinach et gare shenyach. As in J.L. Yelish photograph J. Luch Tai man rudderau, a voer, an air, as de fecha, for in shadow lurish carnend a scudly in her sort shenyach de hollow. Lish bed a fee voor chow hulu jow. For four heidel on, look tie in a doyle, coursel McGeet and tail. Meso, keritami jean air, as Miss Reish. Leg Charlie Mach sheer arsna. Esh diriesus as hjarni no jai punt mach as a foggage. Smunny air, as eshen. Nim gedden jock elia. Now, from Appalachia, the Appalachian Mountains, we heard Randy Wilson singing a song a couple of weeks ago. He's coming with his son, Gabe Dansereau, who plays the fiddle. He's actually a jazz man as well, but he's playing the fiddle, and here's a Kentucky fiddle tune played by Gabe Dansereau. Dansereau from Kentucky, and as I say, he teaches jazz, particularly jazz guitar, in a college in Kentucky, but he loves his old time as well, and there he was playing a fiddle tune for us. The Nation Station, Manx Radio. Sjord yw stasiwn yr asiwn Radio Fanning, a sy'n clen y gael dyr y chlash negatrae ton. Mish, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Fuddy the gin shen coon of the chorer the ancient gavrach a beggin. Vammy force gin ern art tre henke back. Ach, chadod me fag and veg elias. Shen ma dinch me day. Nevele ned ern dun ye shen. Gil ye beg bach birchach eh. Tan tai fi vu shen eg a beggin chow mui jane valley a beg cheera. Hug ye bun koloch bay yeshach deris. Gien oliach as olyum a sen. as we cricket jeg er a gerage son zillionen. As nish te cor lesh a loch tie ega de chursel mcgeet the tail. As me saw, kirit de shen dingen vry me. Tan loch tie shen gul mcgeet the tail. As bein time morok, na lie follum rish tamult liaur as Charlie. Oh, as mish. Ten tai moo shen ta lum ledden de chuj castalach, do Charlie, gin pech a bee stai. Oh, as Miss Reish catalua. Ren Charlie ars na Reish. Na kiet and Pete tammy gindis cray harasort man a rau mishon, te tammy the fear. From Port Erin, William Gell springs us back now. Here, overlooking Santon's Vale, fair Croga, still in memory's pale, linked with the honoured name of Quail. Now, is that geographically sound? Croga's in Santon, but overlooking its own vale of the Croga River running down to Port Sodrick. However, John Quail, originally of the Quail family of Castletown, the banking family, John Quail of Croga, born 1840, was Sumner General, captain of the parish of Santon, a magistrate and a member of the House of Keys for Russian shearing. His son, Mark Hildersley Quail, also became an MHK. And William Gell's attention is drawn back away from the Quails of Croga now, and he's looking back south down the coast. And further down, he says, stands Ronald's Way, so reminiscent of the day when Christian gave the isle away. And that revolting regicide, filled with the lust of power and pride, the ordinance of heaven defied. Well, Ronald's Way was, of course, the home of William Christian, Ilium Doan, who entreated for the island to prevent it being sacked by vengeful parliamentarians. And, of course, yes, I suppose technically he gave the isle away, but that was by far the most politic thing to have done at the time. And the revolting regicide here is Oliver Cromwell. This is Lochlanda and Thomas Moisson. Dom dar bar me da da divi divi, dom dar bar me da da divi da. Dom dar bar da da divi divi, dom dar bar da da divi da. Dom da fuer me da da divi divi divi, dom da fuer da da divi da. Dom da wa ne da da divi 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 dom da wa ne da da divi da. Kajukom da wa da da divi divi durbom da wa da da divi da. Dom da pat me da da divi divi dom da pat me da da divi da. Kajukom da pat da da divi divi durbom da wa da da divi da. Ah, wieso ne verre di camiso caretta, dan valle che volus l'air d'arrière. Ah, tu vede che dom, dom, dava la che dom, ne ma ne vede trava, dava la che uè. A poche di madussic, mi a buco d'orne, la ricci doma mi impetta buca d'or. Ah, va, va, ne gen poche di madussic, qua va, ne gen poche di metà. Dom dar der me da la divi 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 dom dar der me da la divi dove de me dom dar der me da la divi divi. Anju kam dar der ta la divi divi dur bom dar der ta la divi da. Na vija fija lo goden i vali bare valash go na vija fija lo goden vali bodi mon na vija fija lo goden vali bare valash go. Ai. Da va le dom na vali bare valash go da va le in bodi dre. Fische fische rogat deni bari bari varas gona bija fische rogat deni bari bari ding deni bija fische rogat den berdei. From Brittany Lochlander and on box there Thomas Moisson and Dom Derbal. And they'll be performing at the Centenary Centre on Friday the 19th in a Manx-Breton collaboration, Laure Glandin, Thomas Moisson, with Mira Royal and David Kilgallen. So that should be very interesting indeed on the Friday. William Gell actually stays in the same area now. King Williams now commands a halt. Our pen would be in sore default to pass by Manin's savouring salt. Though some esteem it not a favour, 'tis certain that good learning's flavour still constitutes the world's best savour. When Manin for the cult was learning, some earnest souls, her need discerning, built and equipped this seat of learning. Whence, through the generations down, many went forth to win renown with sword and cassock, wig and gown. Stout branches these, well crowned with foliage, disseminate from that tree of knowledge the goodly stem of Manin's College. Well, a school was conceived of by Bishop Isaac Barrow in the 1660s, but King William's College itself dates from 1833. Its early years were rather more rough than William Gell's paean to its later educational standing might suggest. There in the sand of Vermicious Charlie Cromashis Chaustige Baller She Tryan Vagulmagit Gerichen a Taimur. Renshin Corlin Shan Era Illichons Van Charlie. Renshin Image the Harsna Gaspera Vola, as e'er she's Chaustige, Gindolia de Bee. Sdoracha Spodulach for Nee, Ach for Nee Strag and Ashes Nish. Lesh salje de lure de vodmuch fag and red vashin gol. Jury shin a chadenk larmer be. Ren charlie misha vroda edder mavrasnagan. Cray dinch me dutch, Dorothy Mohranish. Gin crump to be. Ta rod tan tie un shed. Jiri shin de vein and shadow as gaushin toyek der gul er ai. Doltajum. Ren corre yster ni veinach chau hulujin cor stap chilira horin, as renshin kadam a geet. Tashu shul gin kint uns tolu privejach, Dorte. Mach lewish chilirach. Well, I mentioned Mira Royal. Here she is playing Greifalser. As for Shen Greifalser, Ren, try the lure, as for Shen Mira Royal, Clay Shen, Air and Claire Sachek.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Skelien and was Dulish Shell and Vanin showed you Radio Vanning, Stashun and Ashun. Clenig Ailta, Enam and Clare Shaw, Merim Peen, Robert Cadin Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Lug Shalid, Ren Charlie Munger, as Renny Glacier Gulgus of Aller. She banny me, hug Shen or a mooster as Eshen. Jeech. To kjol festich jachs of alla. To brad a glaciach on ball en jach in auris. Great thou smunya michon shen, sklik de ruer nach te gint novel. Fuddy de lizuxin ginu na te ginstun, Charlie, dregamish. Chenel mi raw van de michon shaw. Cheneach recortus ton ta rod. Hyn dea, as gawe toiach der siul trwyd yn chemmol ceil fy dyfilgen fy ceilch yn y tai. As lwg sialid, gair mi ersyn. Fa sy'n ciar der jit gys oer yn y londeg, as fa sy'n gian heris gys glawd dorach yn tai, tre henc y chwrae rys. Chyn dea siw, as y thrwl yw nish, sio rawd yw dy fel y tai fo choda, dy ta siw ffagast yn tai. Charlie, as mish goil greim mer a rai aga, liek dun gol, te gien de vel ridden ach freil ara or in sun shigaris. Thou noble pile, says William Gell of King William's College, had we but leisure, 'twould surely be our chiefest pleasure to chant thy praise in fullest measure. But time is brief, the tide will run as ever since time first begun. Thus, time and tide will wait for none. Where Hango Hill stands, weird and lone, methinks the winds and waves bemoan the untimely fate of Ilium Done. Frail mortal, was it not most just? Dread retribution surely must o'ertake him who betrays his trust. Well, as we heard before, Christian gave the isle away, says William Gell, and now the flawed process 11 years later by which Ilium Done was accused, prosecuted, sentenced and put to death is apparently justified, according to William Gell. Actually, as Ilium Done's brief was to protect the Countess of Derby, you could say that that's exactly what he did by making sure there was no bloodshed. Imagine if what a vengeful parliamentarian force might have done if they wouldn't have been so lenient towards the Countess if resistance on her part had led to the death of any of the parliamentary troops in the island at that time. Now, the Saturday guest taking part in the concert at the Centenary Centre is Derry Farrell, wonderful singer, fantastic way with a lyric. He can really put a story across, another in a great line of superb interpreters of song from Ireland. And he's here with his trio, Robbie Walsh on Bowron and Blackie O'Connell on the pipes. So here's Derry Farrell with The Hills of Grainmoor.
Winter's morning, my horn I didn't blow. To the green fields of Cady to hunt I didn't go. We gathered our dogs and circled around. Oh, for none loved the hunt better than the boys of Maydown. And when we arrived, they were all standing there. So we took to the fields in search of the hare. And we did not go far till someone gave a cheer. Over high hills and valleys the wee hare did steer. When she got to the heather, she tried them to shun. But the dogs, they never missed her 1 inch where she ran. They were kept well packed going over the hill. They had set themselves this wee hare to kill. And it being quite early, I stopped for a while. 'Twas as little I thought they were going to meet Coyle. Or had I known that I'd have laid near the town, I'd have tried to get rid of those dogs of me down. As we drew o'er the hill, it was a beautiful sight. There were dogs black and yellow, and dogs black and white. And she took to the black bank to try them once more. Oh, and it was our last look on the hills of Great Moor. Cease and her cry we did hear, saying bad luck to the ones brought the maiden dogs here. In the field of wheat stubble the wee hare did lie, and the Rory and Charmer didn't soon pass her by. And there where we stood at the foot of the brae, I last words that the wee hare did say. Oh, no more o'er the green fields of Cady I'll run, or trip through the fields in sport or in fun. For last night as I lay quite content in the glen, it was little my thoughts were of dogs and of men. No more o'er the green fields of Cady I roam, and now that I am dying the sport is all done. Nor hear the long horn that Joe Toner does play, nor go home to my bed by the clear light of day. Oh, you may blame old MacMahon for bringing Coyle here. He's been at the same caper for many's the year. Every Saturday and Sunday he'll never give o'er, with a pack of strange dogs round the hills of Great Moor.
Derry Farrell and the Derry Farrell Trio will be in the Centenary Centre in Peel on Saturday the 20th of July. And there he was singing The Hills of Greenmoor. Hard by here lived, in modern days, one for whom none had aught but praise. Well versed in Manin's laws and ways, he loved her as she loved him well. Her future histories will tell the stainless course of Sir James Gell. Well, James Gell was born in 1823 and became an advocate. He became the High Bailiff of Castletown in 1845 and became the first Manxman ever to be appointed Attorney General in 1866. Up to then, the Crown had always appointed someone from the United Kingdom to the post. From 1872 to 1881, James Gell was chairman of the island's Board of Education. In 1887, he was knighted by Queen Victoria, becoming a companion of the Victorian Order. And in 1895, Sir James was elected as a church commissioner. After holding the office of Attorney General for 32 years, he was appointed First Deemster in 1898 on the retirement of Sir William Drinkwater. You may remember that William Gell mentioned William Drinkwater in relation to Kirby. In 1900, Sir James Gell also became Clerk of the Rolls. Bach nidus Charlie, chenneach recordus and ton ta rod. As e feislam alau les creedlach, gawyd toiach der siwl herish o londeg, as rhys dair mi ersyn, gian dy hym nech ma gyd dy mwm. Mys lleu red harish, ren mi sgwer tre dwrt yn onch o rei, sioch yn raws Jerry Dew, fegs yw dy byw, bi cod ydyr yn y tai ligyd mach ma fys yw gol rhwm byw. Charlie, dai mi, ta bac as mach a siolion. Chiawi shilia byw ar gwlas, chrae e chion. Esh, les grein, jili e erd, chaws ren ryd enach brysia mach as a tolu as fila e hyn mygit na ben an ega. Chaws fe croma e rai da ffeisle e hyn, fe gian dar awa tolu trogl sus les tullu creatur yn chit rwd da chiawad hyn arsyn. Lug, shalit na ghe, fe kudish leo. Esh, Chaw e toech na sgriach a! Hyn de mi is rem mi tse, a sgriach yn Charlie chit da fe na sfes ma chwl. Der a henc cion oru.
Thank you.
And some nifty harp playing there by Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy on guitar. And that was from their Sparks CD, which has not long been released, and they'll be presenting music from that when they play at the Centenary Centre on Thursday, the 18th of July.
Men's Radio, the nation station, Men's Radio.
Stasiwn yn asiwn tyn eisio radio fan yng Nghymru Clen y Gael tyn Clen eisio a se Robert Cytyn Carswell tyn enn ymorm. Robert y Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
A chons yn tosted dol tajym. Odlins clashen fair clabarach machul. Fy chit dy fein y surgia. Ren shilia byw gŵl. Sailsiach amach tri cert creiturin. Na rawach stund dat na ghe fawn. Gyn tred aw rosh na bola. Nas mis skredda leis yn eib. Chiaw mi mi hun rosh gus a vilia. Bynyedda daw. Nas rem mi drapel sŵs na debajach gus a fanglen surgia. Nas aal as jiger as jyn o orm. Ich mi nus. Honic mi na raw na creiturin jyn o eib ar bydd y grapel sŵs mylwg, ach, fe tanacht yn o'n sien, traen y ghe fain filia. Fad gwrish part yn o'n ffawr ach, leis ingn yn ffi fwr fe ffoslas dŵna, dy ynw y ffair clabar ach chyl mi. Fegan ys na fegan, hank fer elia, as fe sgoch o'r tre honnig mi draw ffwyl na ingn yn och. Eg y chwd slwch, a nod y drapel sŵs mwn i mi dy bwysl, Tammy Sauch a chaws Tammy Hoos and Shaw. Savora fodham jinnu cawra enyach. William Gell was an Onken man, but a note here says, a portion of the writer's boyhood was spent in this neighbourhood, and here he's referring to Ballasalla. Now he writes, Ballasalla, next in turn, sweet clustering by the Silverburn, fond recollections here return, How reminiscent of the days of youth when in our childish ways we romped the abbey in our plays, until such time the village school would ope, according to set rule, where, perched on pedagogic stool, sat one-armed Watterson, so stern, while we our ABCs would learn. Still, o'er these scenes the soul will yearn. Ballasalla School at that time would have been on the left-hand side of Mill Road, running down to the ford over to Rushen Abbey. And, in fact, across to Rushen Abbey we go. Here, backward in the days of old, stood Rushen Abbey, famed stronghold of Manin's Church. A goodly fold, when pious monks and saintly nuns, to plead for Manin's erring sons, poured forth their daily orisons. Last of the monasteries thou, whom earnest souls did well endow. Alas, where is thy bounty now?
Thank you.
Music from Cornwall, an instrumental version of a song called The Bell Ringing. Since we talk about Russian Abbey and the Manx Church, that was The Bell Ringing, an instrumental version of it, played by Scoot, including two members of the North Cornish Cayley Band who'll be here for the Celtic Gathering. Fam I ginl mi hi'n smw sawr. Trechil mi ffair menach dy dawn chawstai jen filia hi'n. Eish, gaw y bilia dy môl sinceil sys y tolw as da banglen yn yr fei tarnits diach chaws fei ginl sien. Gaw mi toi ac dy sgrich a chaws fei gol sys gys y tolw. Hwg na creitwr yn fa ffwrch dyn orm. Fy ffusem dy'r awsiodd y ffyr yn Gera. And fondly in the memory still, writes William Gell, the dear old church upon the hill, and good refined old Parson Gill. Well, Parson Gill is the Reverend William Gill, born in 1797, and who went to Maloo as a curate in 1827, became vicar there in 1830, and remained its incumbent for 41 years until his death in 1871. And William Gell recalls how from the school on Sabbath days we marched by way of cross four ways to join our elders' prayer and praise. And Shene was Clanagailach here at Shaw. So until the next time, on the very eve of Uncranias Celtic Gathering, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a chriediu, as Ortsilier, as my yearian shed you, William.